Section 13. Basic Vehicle Control Skills Test. Your basic control skills could be tested using one or more of the following exercises. Straight line backing. Offset back, right. Offset back, left. Parallel park, driver side. Parallel park, conventional. Alley dock. Scoring. Encroachments. Pull-ups. Outside vehicle observations, looks. Final position. Encroachments. The examiner will score the number of times you touch or cross over an exercise boundary line with any portion of your vehicle. Each encroachment will count as an error and will acquire points. Using more than 3 encroachments on a particular exercise will be scored as an automatic basic vehicle control skills test failure. Pull-ups. When a driver stops and reverses direction to get a better position, it is scored as a pull-up. Stopping without changing direction does not count as a pull-up. The maximum number of pull-ups you may use, without penalty, is 2 for all exercises except for the straight line backing exercise, which allows only 1 pull-up. Using more than the allotted pull-ups on any particular exercise will be scored as an automatic basic vehicle control skills test failure. Outside vehicle observations, looks. You may be permitted to safely stop and exit the vehicle to check the external position of the vehicle, look. When doing so, you must place the vehicle in neutral and set the parking brake. Then, when exiting the vehicle, you must do so safely by facing the vehicle and maintaining 3 points of contact with the vehicle at all times. When exiting a bus, maintain a firm grasp on the handrail at all times. If you do not safely secure the vehicle or safely exit the vehicle, it may result in an automatic failure of the basic vehicle control skills test. Each time you open the door, move from a seated position where in physical control of the vehicle or, on a bus, walk to the back of a bus to get a better view, it is scored as a look. The maximum number of looks you may use is 2 for all exercises except for the straight line backing exercise, which allows only 1 look. There will be no points assigned to these looks, but exiting the vehicle or using any looks over this allotted amount will be scored as an automatic basic vehicle control skills test failure. Final position. It is important that you finish each exercise exactly as the examiner has instructed you. If you do not maneuver the vehicle into its final position as described by the examiner, you will be penalized and could fail the basic vehicle control skills test. Total points. The maximum total number of points for the basic vehicle control skills overall, all exercises combined, is 12 points. If you accumulate more than 12 points, the basic vehicle control skills test will be an overall failure. Exercises. Straight line backing. You may be asked to back your vehicle in a straight line on a street or between 2 rows of cones without touching or crossing over the exercise boundaries. Offset back, right. You may be asked to back into a space that is to the right rear of your vehicle. You will drive straight forward and back your vehicle into that space without striking the side or rear boundaries marked by cones. You must place your vehicle completely into the space. Offset back, left. You may be asked to back into a space that is to the left rear of your vehicle. You will drive straight forward and back your vehicle into that space without striking the side or rear boundaries marked by cones. You must place your vehicle completely into the space. Parallel park, driver side. You may be asked to park in a parallel parking space that is on your left. You are to drive past the parking space and back into it, bringing the rear of your vehicle as close as possible to the rear of the space without crossing side or rear boundaries marked by cones. You are required to get your vehicle completely into the space. Parallel park, conventional. You may be asked to park in a parallel parking space that is on your right. You are to drive past the parking space and back into it, bringing the rear of your vehicle as close as possible to the rear of the space without crossing side or rear boundaries marked by cones. You are required to get your vehicle completely into the space. Alley dock. You may be asked to sight side back your vehicle into an alley. You will drive past the alley and position your vehicle parallel to the outer boundary. From that position, Back into the alley, bringing the rear of your vehicle within 3 feet of the rear of the alley without touching boundary lines or cones. Your vehicle must be straight within the alley lane when you have completed the maneuver.